think it is a real joy, blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Sunday morning. We are thankful for the Lord's mercy, His compassion, His love, and His tenderness toward us, and what a Savior that He is. I appreciate Him saving a sinner such as myself and giving me eternal life. Now, He doesn't have, I've said many a time before, any 30, 60, nor 90-day plans. Once you sins under the blood of Jesus, He qualifies you, justifies you, sanctifies you, and makes you worthy to go to heaven. Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness for sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Beloved, when you get saved, it's settled and sealed to the day of redemption, and the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. Now, I'm not talking about church members. I'm talking about members of the body of Christ, the real church of which He's the head of His body. When you get born again, you get placed into the body. You have many members making of the body, but just one body, one head of the body, that of course head being Christ Jesus. And we've been born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm glad, thank God, that He saved to the uttermost, right on down to the guttermost. There is no restraint with the Lord to save by many or by few. Our God will able, thank God, to save even the hardest, the vilest of people. He saves sinners, and we all fit that category. Glory, every one of us is sinners. We're sinners by birth, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have a sinful, shameful, depraved, Adamic nature. And as Paul said, there dwelleth no good thing in me, that is, in my flesh. Our flesh is depraved from birth. It's subject to vanity, subject to sin. Even being saved and born again, beloved, you still have temptation. All of us have temptation. Jesus Himself got into a human body, human flesh, and of course become man, the Son of Man, yet the Son of God, God reincarnated in a human body, and He was tempted in all points as we are, yet He is the only one that ever had been without sin. His birth was immaculate. His birth was divine. He wasn't born to the will of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the will of the flesh, but He's born to the Holy Ghost of God, beloved. He was placed in the womb of a virgin. Isaiah said, a virgin is going to conceive and bring forth a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And if you're saved, God in us, the hope of glory. And I'm glad, thank God, that I'm saved. Now I'm a nothing, but He's everything. I am a sinner saved by grace. And of course, you've got to realize you're a sinner before God can save you by His marvelous, amazing grace. And it is by God's grace that we're converted and saved. And the grace is an unmerited favor. That's something you don't deserve, something you cannot obtain within yourself. You're dead in trespass and sin. He must operate on you, the operation of faith. He must quicken you and make you alive. You're dead as a sinner in sin. Beloved, you've got no life in you. You've got no light in you. You're blinded by the God of this world. Beloved, your eyes, your heart, your soul. Beloved, that is the eyes of the soul has been blinded by the God of this world. The good news, the glorious gospel of Christ must shine unto you. The Word of God's got to bring conviction upon your heart. You cannot and will not come to yourself, beloved, till you hear the good Word of God. You can't hear the Word of God without a preacher, and He cannot preach except He be sent. God has ordained this. God has ordained the foolish to preach Him to save them, beloved, that believe. And of course, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him as your personal Savior, you give up self. You just give your will over to the will of God. You come to God just like you are. You've got nothing to offer but a broke heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God cannot, will not despise. It's the only sacrifice that God can accept out of you is remorse, broken spirit, a contrite spirit, a repentant heart, beloved, and realizing, recognizing that you're a sinner and you want Him to forgive you of your sins, and then you call on Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, the Lord heard his cry, and living out all his troubles. Beloved, He delivered you from all your troubles. He'll save you, sanctify you, qualify you, justify you, and put your name in the Lamb book of life. Never be blotted out. What a blessing, what an honor, what a joy it is to be saved, beloved, by God's marvelous, amazing grace. Now, grace is unmerited favor. That's something you don't deserve, something you can't obtain within yourself. God commended His love towards us in that while we're sinners. His love toward us is His Son's, the Savior of the world. He died, beloved, at Calvary, tasted of His bitter cup, and was beaten and bruised, beloved, and marred more than the sons of men. His vices were so marred, Isaiah said, He would probably be beyond recognition. Nobody's ever been beat like He was beat, slaughtered like He was slaughtered. A lamb dumb before a shearer, He opened not His mouth. He was slaughtered. He was bruised for iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon Him. And by His stripes only can you be healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician. He's the Savior of all the world. The Savior of all mankind. God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of the bosom of the Father. He's God reincarnate
in a human body. God became man, the Son of Man. He said He was born of a woman and made under the law. Got into a human body and became flesh. Yes, it behooved Him, the Bible says, to be made like unto His brethren. And beloved, He had known He had to take of His bitter cup. When the garden there, being in human flesh and in such agony and pain, when He was in such dire need and pain, beloved, and agony, as the Bible said, that the blood run off His brow, off His face there, hit the ground, drops of blood. He was in such coming through the pores of His skin, beloved, and dropped out there in great agony. And He said, Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. He said He knew there was no other way. He said, that nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done, because He was the way. He's the one that came to settle the sin debt once and for all. Beloved, He done that when He died and gave up the ghost at Calvary. The veil back in Jerusalem that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies, beloved, was rent from top to bottom, signifying that the way had been made in inside the holiest of the holiest, beloved, by the new and the living way, which He, that's Jesus alone, was able to consecrate for us through the veil. That is to say, His flesh. He took our sin, He settled the sin debt, and God is highly exalted Him and gave Him a name above every name. And there is not a name under heaven given among men whereby all the world must be saved. And He's in heaven itself. He's on the right hand of the Father, on the real mercy seat, interceding for the saints according to the will of God. The Bible said, and can be touched with the feet of our infirmities, at all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. What a Savior, what a wonderful Savior, beloved, that He is. Now I knew about Him, I'll tell you again this morning. I knew about Him. I knew He was the Son of God. I'm a little bitty boy. My mother told me about Him, and I knew there was something special about His name. I knew He died for my sin. I knew God raised Him from the dead. But, beloved, I didn't know Him as my personal Savior, and I didn't get saved till I rendered myself. I yield my will to His will. I come to Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. And I gave up myself and asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. He heard my feeble cry, beloved. He knew what I needed, what I wanted, and of course, the prayer was caught up with me. My mother's prayers as she labored over me and my brothers. Three of us saved so far. The other brother, he'll get in before too much longer. We've all been saved except Him. And God, beloved, He wants to be and He will be. But it's personal. That's between Him and God. You don't talk people into it, beloved. Salvation is a gift of God. Salvation is free. One must hear the Word of God, be convicted by the Word of God, beloved. And then one must give up themselves, come because they want to come, and give themselves up to the Lord Jesus Christ and surrender their will to the will of God and call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. That's what it means when it said, whosoever, I like that old song, to see Jesus included me. Whosoever will, it said included, thank God me. Listen to me. When you call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, beloved, He'll save you just like you are. He'll change you. I'll guarantee you when you get saved, life won't ever be the same. And most folk, they didn't get saved. They went in and the pastor, the preacher said, "Well, you believe Jesus would die for your sins? God raised Him from the dead?" They say, "Yeah, absolutely." They say, "Well, hallelujah, you're saved." That's not quite so, beloved. Good thing you believe that, but have you received that? You believe that, beloved, in mind. It's not with the mind that you believe, that you got to hear it so the mind can try it and to test it and have an understanding about what's being said. But, beloved, that won't convert you. That won't save you, beloved. It's not with the mind that you believe. It's with the heart. That is the depth of your soul, the immortal you, the eternal you that's housed in that earthly body that you're housed in. For with the heart men believe it unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm sorry to say, and I'm grieved about it, beloved. I'm not trying to run over anybody. I'm trying to get them up. They already been run over with these apostates, these hirelings, these wolves in sheep clothing, these folk that's standing in the pulpits and making a lot of noise, beloved, but there is nothing in them. They're like a dry wind off the eastern desert, beloved, coming off the desert, just a dry, parching, heatless, soaring wind, beloved, and they're not real, and the woods are full of them, and nobody's going to get saved, beloved, that's not heard the Word of God sent down from heaven itself. How can they preach, He said, except they be sent? There is no genuine preaching, beloved. I don't care how learned they are. I don't care how many doctorate degrees they got. I don't care how many seminaries they went to. I call them cemeteries nowadays, beloved. There's not hardly any around that's really fundamental. There's not hardly any around that's real. They got a bunch of unbelieving professors in there, beloved, and they don't really believe in heart. This is just a way to make a living, and they're ever learned. The Bible said, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Men of reprobated minds, their mind has become reprobate, beloved, and it's just a game or a gimmick or something, beloved. They've hummed up and drummed up, and they make an easy living off of it. They better get their ourselves out of it and get into another profession. It's not a profession, beloved. It's a calling. Beloved, you can't preach except you be sent. And God got to call a man. God got to save a man, first of all. And then He's got to justify him, of course, and cleanse him and sanctify him. He's got to yield his will to the will of God. And God calls a man to preach the Word of God. God calls a man to preach the Word of God. And you cannot preach, beloved, except you be sent. And he can't hear without a preacher, and he cannot preach, listen to me, except to be sent. You have all the learning that you want to have out of the Bible, or the books of commentaries, and about these people that write their own books about the certain thing concerning the Bible, and you can be able to quote it, beloved, but if the Holy Spirit is not in it, He's not giving it to you, you don't know what it's saying. The Bible said, knowledge puffs up, charity edifies. Beloved, I'd rather be lifted up in God's love and His humility, His sincerity, and be tongue-tied, beloved, not hard to be able to pronounce or pronounce anything in the Bible, have the Holy Spirit of God upon me, beloved, and that'll reach souls. It's not by education, beloved, so far as a fleshly education is concerned. It's by separation and dedication, beloved, being born again out of corruption, but an incorruption by the Word of God that liveth and abideth ever, and then God calling you, putting you into the ministry, and then you get sincere, earnest, and honest before Him and want to magnify and glorify His name and have a great desire in your heart, like Paul said, having vows of compassion and great heaviness and continuous sorrow for lost and a dying world. He must work in you and through you, beloved. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. I'm well aware of that, beloved. Furthermore, I don't want to do anything without the Lord. He's a very present help. And beloved, when I rely on Him and trust in Him, I don't ever write down, pin down what I'm going to say. It's all written upon the fleshly tables of my heart. All that in there I studied, and God gave me a little bit of understanding. I have a little. I need a whole lot more. But beloved, I preach what the Holy Spirit gives me. He alone knows who's listening, what's going on, what people need. I don't know it, but God knows it. He knows our down center uprising and understands our thoughts are far off. There's nothing that God don't know about, beloved. And if you're not saved this morning, I hope that you'll get saved. Hope that you'll be born again, not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. You must be. Jesus said, you've got to be, beloved, born of a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you. He won't make it. The psalmist said, open up the everlasting doors of your heart, and the King of glory will come in. Don't force you. It's free will, beloved. You do what you want to do, but you want to better be to repent of your sin. You'll have everlasting eternal damnation in an unquenchable fire. God have mercy on you. Don't go to hell. Jesus died in your place, and you'll save if you want Him to. You'll let Him. He'll come in your heart. When He does, I guarantee you, you'll know it, and you'll be able to talk about it, testify, and tell others, because He's living inside you when you get saved. Now see, my time just about going right to us. Pray for us. God bless you as I pray in His name. Amen.